January 7, Appreciating the Promises. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men. Ephesians 6, 6 and 7. Let us in our life work strive constantly to answer the prayer of Christ, that we may be united with one another and with Him. Let us always, before undertaking anything, ask ourselves the question, will this please my Savior? Is it in harmony with the will of God? The consciousness that we are bringing the Christ life into the daily experience will give a sacred dignity to the everyday duties. All that we do will be done with faithfulness, that the Master may be honored. Thus shall we show to the world what Christianity can accomplish for sinful human beings, giving them constantly increasing efficiency for service in this life, preparing them for the higher life in the world to come. Manuscript 1, January 7, 1903, an appeal. I praise the Lord. This morning I slept until 4 o'clock. This was not the usual awakening through the night. This is a great blessing to me, for which I am thankful. I have been carrying a heavy burden so long as I consider the spiritual condition of the people of God moving so far below their privilege. I lie awake pleading with my heavenly Savior to come to our help and raise up messengers that shall bear a message decidedly to the point. Thy word is truth, John 17:7. I long for physical strength and power that out of the abundance of the heart moved by the Holy Spirit, the mouth may speak. Oft in the vision of the night I am speaking to large companies, and in strong appeals I am repeatedly urging upon the companies before me, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Colossians 3:1-4. What a rich promise is this presented to us. Let us then show that we appreciate these promises and work to the point to be fully in earnest and to be thankful for such assurance. It is for our good and the good of all with whom we shall associate in all our public labors that we shall reveal that we are seeking those things that are above. Manuscript 173, January 7, 1905, Diary.